Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Role Playing Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan. I am your host tonight. We are playing Dragonbane and we have reached episode 40. How about that, guys? 40. We've done 40 episodes of Dragonbane, not including the live stuff we did. So we played a lot of fucking Dragonbane.
This is like long-term commitment.
Yeah. It's like
we've been kind of a play in the field podcast.
This is our spouse, at least for now.
We switch off.
We can say we're definitely off the apps. Yep. Definitely off the apps.
We're a poly podcast.
You'd say it's getting pretty serious.
Yeah. Dragonbane's looking to move in.
Dragonbane knows where I live. Yeah.
I didn't give you a key to my apartment, but I put a guest code on the door lock. So
there is a Dragonbane toothbrush in my bathroom.
Yeah, Dragonbane wants some benefits. It's
half Eddie.
I want half.
Wow.
All right. So I think we've killed that. But episode 40. Thanks if you're. If you've been with us since the beginning, thank you so much. You have the endurance of a titan. But yet, Malcolm and I are co-GMing. Malcolm is taking us home to bring us to the ultimate finale of this Dragon Emperor campaign. With that, any questions? No. With that, I'm going to hand the reins over to Malcolm, and you can bring us up to speed.
All right. As we last left off, our party had, oddly enough, met another adventuring party on the road, on its way back from apparently vanquishing the Temple of the Purple Flame. After a quick exchange and a little bit of posturing, they realize that they are indeed not necessarily enemies, but actually are on the same side and hopefully will become allies. They've chosen to make camp in the Magna Forest and have found a place with the combined efforts of both of their hunters, a safe place to set up camp and establish and share stories and rest before each continues on their journey and their separate quest. So we open with a fire having been set, people setting, having established their tents, dinner being either hunted or being pulled out of various packages and storage. And we'll allow the player, they allow the party to, if they wish to, talk to the other members before bedding down the night and establishing who will be taking watches.
Baylor is going to talk to the other, is it a goblin or hobgoblin?
He's a hobgoblin.
Amash Orig, hobgoblin blacksmith.
Yeah, Amash. Anyway, speak with Amash about his adventures, talk about blacksmith, and see if he can get anything out about what happened at the keep or at the tower. Well,
Amash, once they start setting up the camp, he has a It's basically a small donkey and a cart. The cart's been pulled over, dismounted, and he has almost sort of a little workshop in the back of this cart with a small anvil. And thing. It's like, you know, he can't really get the full fire of a forge, but he can do some small tinkering and so forth.
Oh, and yeah, he, let me assist really, you.
But he, of course, you know, invites you to come and sit with him and talk. He just says, you know, we'll probably talk about what happened at this evening at the first at the meal.
Well, then I will just
when the sun sets. It is normally our way to go over what we all encountered to be certain that
we all remembered.
Well, I don't think Waylon realizes or has accepted the fact that Abernathy's dead. We'd normally sit around and give these sort of stories and make sure we all had it so Abernathy could write it down and record it. But he is gone, and I think we'll still do it.
It's important to reflect.
Yes, it's important to reflect.
Yes, yes, and let me help you, and we could talk about that later. That's very serious talk. You shouldn't have to rehash it twice.
You know, when we first get there, and but you know, while that's happening, I'll approach Sir Stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking name!
Sir Stronghold is like, you know, he's taking off, you know, getting his he's, you know, getting his armor set up and taking it off as best he can by himself. Occasionally, you'll see some of the actual latches just sort of pop open. For him, which he'll just give a nod to their mage.
Sir Knight, we have just met, and you have barely met us, but I am a member of the Book and Candle Scholars Guild. And you mentioned your fallen brethren there was a scholar, yes?
Brother Abernathy Rune.
His ears sort of, you know, flatten a little bit, and he sort of looks skyward and then back down to you, and his ears rise up again. Yes, he's gone.
Do you know if he was a member of an order or an independent scholar?
I believe he was a member of an order, but he was no longer a part of that order. So I guess independent? No?
I am still part of my order, and if you all wish it, I can make sure that his writings are published, if that is his last wish, or if they're collected, or whatever his disposition was in his writings. Well, to honor him, of course.
His writings, since we've been here in the Misty Vale, and have been particularly of our adventures here. We were going to take them back and have them bound into a book. Once we reach our stronghold, and he is buried.
Very well. If you are going to accomplish this yourself, of course, yes?
I'd be happy to let you copy them, but that won't be time enough, I suspect, now, before you go on. He looks over towards Balor before your current quest.
No, possibly not. But there is at least one other scholar of my order in the Vale. I don't know if we'll run into him again.
You are the one of your order that I know.
That's true. There is another who was
here. And you smell trustworthy.
Well, that is a kindness. I also smell like road weariness and stress, but that has been the last
few weeks.
Believe
me, I know that too. I smell that too.
Fortunately, I'm covered back again in my essence.
Yeah. If you all will allow it, I can search his notes to see if he left any messages in the margins. Quite often authors will do that and not reveal that to anyone who's not part of that. It's a scholar's code. Sometimes I make notes, if anything happened to me, what would happen to my notes?
He looks over towards that, you know, where the, you know, they had the animal that was packed with his body. His body's been laid on the ground, but he just sort of looks over that way and goes, let me finish getting my armor off, and then I will find the pages you see.
Well, here, I can assist you. And I'll assist him getting his armor off.
Okay.
I have not. I've read about it, though.
All right.
Many, many texts on knighthood.
Well, that has place if you read. But he will, you know, allow you to help him and then correct you when you say, no, that goes slower. Yes. And then it'll all pop off here, there. Yeah. And it was, you know, so he'll
be like, figure three, push under. Got it. Just like he's reading from a book.
He does seem abused by that.
Cert tab A, slot B.
So, Quivering, you and Ivory Down have settled down, I guess, to eat your cakes. You wait for the hunters to return back with some fresh meat for the meal.
Trade stories of home, if there are any.
Hers are, you know, she left at a very young age and went to Sage Mound in the hopes of, since it was shown that she had some potential in the arcane powers of the mind. And it was the place in which to want to excel there. So that's where I went. I do miss the coast and my coastal city that I was in, coastal village that I was in.
Have you noticed that every patch of water in the Misty Vale is murky?
She goes, I know, but I think it has to do with the curse or something on it.
Oh, it is definitely a cursed place. There's no way around that.
So that's what we believe. We were, you know, it's kind of my hope that by extinguishing the flame that that would somehow stop it. But I'll be perfectly honest. Abernathy knew more about the sword that your friend carries and didn't speak much at all about it.
What was Abernathy? Was he human? Was he?
Oh, yes. He was a human scholar.
And what of this Underwood in the yellow cloak? Is he a fighter? An archer? What is his...
Oh, Mac is
a rogue.
A clever one. Ah. That's probably the best way to put it. He's a rogue.
Are they your friends? Are they your acquaintances?
They are my friends, and I've known them for a good many years. But I do know their habits as well.
Fair. Mine are somewhat recent acquaintances. We met on the road, not... What's it been in game time? 6 months, maybe? Tops?
No, probably even less than that. Like maybe 4 or 5 months. Yeah.
Maybe
six months.
How many years have we been?
Siggy and I go back a couple of extra months, maybe 6, 8 months ago.
Extra months.
But the rest of them I only just recently met.
Less than a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But Siggy and I have saved each other's lives multiple times. So...
Well, Abernathy was the most recent addition to our party. We'd agreed to take him on because, well, he needed someone to go with him as far as in traveling in the Misty Vale. And we needed a scholar to record our adventures, our deeds. Our bard chose to not come. And therefore, we were kind of left in a lurch. And it wasn't really our plan to come here to begin with.
We have all the arts and humanities covered in our gang. We have the musician and the writer.
Our merchant remained on board the ship and stayed up with our mariner. But no, he chose not to come.
Yeah.
And our merchant, she did not think it was financially viable to go into the Misty Vale. Though she did appropriate the proper funds in which to do the expedition.
Yeah, I don't... honestly, I don't do any of this for money. I'm sure that at some point our scholar, Dane, will give me my share of whatever glorious treasure we've acquired, and I'll send that back to our homes and clutches and nests. But I am, for now, just a battle mage on the walk.
It's more just an interesting way to see the world for me. But the others. For some, it's gold. For some, there's honor and duty. And Relis is just happening to be here.
Some just want to have an interesting life.
Need to be away at times. Yes. Definitely want to end with an interesting life. A thing like telling your clutch all about everything you've done.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. So when you do return home, where will you be returning to? Because you're not from Sage Mound.
Oh, goodness, no. I will be returning back to Silver Heron as well.
Silver Heron. Heron.
It is a coastal kingdom with a large mallard community. We have a, I mean, though the High King is very adamant about everyone being together as collective citizens, we still have our own effective enclave there.
I did encounter some mallards in Outskirt in league with a spy of Sathmog.
Was it that greasy one? There was a greasy fellow that I encountered there. Shady, not very favorable. Hung out with a grunt savory group of individuals.
Yeah, the thuggery. Yes.
Yeah, McGinn, Underwood sort of picked them out as being probably the local thugs or cut purses and thieves, and sort of kept an eye on them.
Yeah. They didn't survive.
Yes. Siggy, I will say that you and Tinder Rock have a pretty successful hunt. Unlike, a pretty successful hunt, surprise considering where you guys are, but while the forest is dark and foreboding, you are able to get some game. Not small, but rather large ones for the ones. With the combined use of two hunters, it's kind of nice to have someone else who knows what they're doing. But you're able to return with at least a large boar. For the meal for the night, the evening, for your hunt. It should be several meals.
Speaking of large boar, hey, Darg, what you up to?
Fine segue.
Darg has been sitting at the fire, and he's just been kind of looking like at our group, at their group, at our group. He's just kind of like, he seems to be trying to figure out what's going on. He's been kind of listening to folks, but he's been very quiet. He's just kind of sitting, eating something by the fire, listening, sort of.
Well, just as you're sitting there looking at the party, you do notice the guy in the large bright yellow coat. He's just sitting there with the pipe sitting across from the same fire, looking around at all the people, looking at you. Looking at, and then just sort of looking around and just kind of go. But yeah, that's, I mean, the as far as what's odd
Darg
is
will
like,
give him the all-knowing look of, yeah, and then they'll go back to eating.
All-knowing look of,
yeah, that connection.
I'll sit next to Darg and nudge him and just like, so, which ones do you think you can beat arm wrestling?
Arm wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh,
Do you think he can take the big one?
I haven't done much wrestling, but I usually use my entire body. But if I just used my arms, I could probably... Most of them?
You've never heard of arm wrestling?
Well, I mean, sure, hasn't everyone? You wrestle with your arms.
Well, with one arm. You ever done that before with one arm? You put your arm on a table and you grasp the other's arm and the object is to pin the other person's arm against the table. Have you done that before?
I have not. This sounds exciting.
Well,
have you?
Of course. We did it all the time. And maybe it's a Wolfkin thing.
I would like to arm wrestle sometime. How about you, man in the bright yellow?
He looks at you and goes, nope, I'm good.
No.
I'm perfectly fine. The only person I would suggest you arm wrestling isn't here.
No. Who's not here?
The dead guy.
He's here.
I'm sorry
right
for your loss.
He points over there. He's right over there. He goes, Isabella is not here, but I'm sure she could probably beat you.
Oh, is she a mighty warrior?
She's a warrior.
She's a mighty duo.
Clever.
Why isn't she here?
It's that time of the month.
Oh.
That's all he says as he blows out of his pipe.
Isabella Athos is missing, but we don't know where or why. Theoretically, we'll find out at dinner.
He will ask him. Why did you not kill the cow?
The cow did no wrong.
Did it not transport the demon?
Yeah, it did. But I mean, it's a flying cow. How many of those do you have? How many flying cows have you seen?
Fly?
No, I kicked it and it didn't move. See, just mooed and scurried away. I was hoping it'd fly. Then you would have seen me on a flying cow.
That would have been glorious.
Exactly.
Do you travel with any other beasts? We have a somewhere out there, and Dorn kind of looks around fearfully outside the campfire light. We travel with a.
When you turn, you see two red eyes in the deep.
Yeah, yeah. Just hiding in the bushes.
Why? Yes. Why?
Darg puts his eyes back in the bowl of soup.
And then they reappear moments later on the other side of the camp.
Yeah, the other side of the camp.
You had to summon it.
And he goes, we have the horses and the donkeys. That's about it. What happened to your head?
Oh, this? Well, you know, I'm a naturally curious person. And when I was about 14, 15, I was thinking about how smart I am. And I was super curious about what made me so smart. So I can't really see the top of my head. So I went down to the river with my axe, you know, as you do. And I want to get a look-see of what makes me tick.
But you can't see the top of your head.
Well, you can if you look in the river. You can kind of
turn your head. You should try your forehead. Back on the top, right above your snout. That way you can see it.
It didn't quite work out as planned because I kind of lost consciousness. Yeah, now I've got this. So it's a nice conversation piece.
Have a problem with termites ever?
Occasionally I need to change the board.
He takes a puff of his pipe.
He is our group's master tactician. Wise is he. That's why they call him Brains.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's picked up.
He'll reach in his pouch and then, you know... Then put it in, close it again, and change his mind. Well, all right. Brains of the outfit. Nice to know.
That's me.
An outfit, at least.
Ah!
One that has been quite some time. They call you Yellow Cloak?
Nope.
Why not?
Because my name is McGinty Underwood.
They call me call you Yellow Cloak.
Hmm?
What? I'm going to call you Yellow Cloak.
He kind of goes, and the cloak turns a dark green, and then almost a shade of gray, and then slightly black and speckled. That could be a problem.
Ooh.
Interesting.
And then it turns bright yellow again. That is why I don't go by Yellow Cloak. He puffs some more in his pipe.
So you're looking to sell that?
Oh, no.
No?
Not this one. Now, there are, of course, if you'd like a cloak of your own like this, I do sell that. I mean, I'm sure you'd want a new one and not a used cloak.
Well, that's...
And you need one cut properly for you, something that can accommodate the tail. It's always important when you're climbing.
That's true.
He's got a board in his head. I don't think he's overly picky.
He goes, he looks at you. I never gives you a side. He gives you a side look and goes, sale's a sale. You know, I can let you try on a cloak that I have. But, you know, we can wait on that unless you're willing to part with the gold. There's no reason unpacking it.
Well, I think I'll have to talk to Dane because he's got all our gold. He keeps it in a pouch. In his backpack.
Which one is
Why are you telling them our money is?
You can't even hear that.
Nothing.
You can't hear that over the ding ding.
Go away.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So he goes, which one is Dane?
The one with the gigantic crotch. Oh my god.
In the fancy
armor.
Thanks, Darg. Excellent. Well, of course he's got over.
What about a trade? Not coin, but what if I had something to trade for your cloak?
Wait, not this cloak, but the other cloak, the extra cloak? The new cloak?
Sure.
It'd have to be pretty nice. These aren't easy to make.
What about this? And Darg will pull the cup out.
The cup from...
He took the cup.
You took the cup from the two?
Everyone went upstairs.
Okay, and there he is. The he just whistled. Yes, that seems like a fair enough trade.
Ooh, a cup for a cloak.
Cup for a cloak. Hold on.
What do you think, Brains? I mean, I have one thing. He has one thing.
Well, sure. I mean, that seems like a fair trade to me.
So he'll get up and go over to...
dumbest people.
One of the donkeys begins ruffling through the pack mule and then pull a package out and bring it over to you. And it appears to be some sort of, like, large bundle wrapped in some sort of, like, waxed-like paper with twine. Okay, here is your cloak or that cup. This is like for a normal-sized human. You're a little big, but it'll do what it can. You ready to trade?
I wonder if I can find the elders again.
This is a lot better because I was just going to trade it for some soup.
Yes, this is a lot better. He'll take the cup. He'll give you the package and take the cup. He goes, I understand it'll take some time to alchemate to you. But, nice cup. And he will go and store the cup.
Somewhere blood is coming out of Kareem's eyes.
Now, if you guys don't remember, if he goes back and listen, I didn't just make this up. When we played that episode, you guys
remember.
Darg was alone. He's like,
I remember you saying it. Yeah.
You didn't support us for a whole round of combat for that.
Yeah, Baylor somewhere Baylor you guys just were got fine. Cold and shiver.
To hit him. So eventually,
I have a proposition to make to Ivory Dawn down.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You're a mentalist, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you subscribe to any other schools of magic besides mentalism?
No, not at this time.
I happen to have a spell within your college in my grimoire, and I don't intend to take advantage of it. If you'd be interested in copying it, you may consider it a gift.
You're most generous.
Stone skin.
I do have that spell. And maybe, perhaps, you should hold on to it. I have something for you.
Oh.
She'll rifle through everything and pull something out. It appears to be a small, like, crystal on a you know, like a pendant, like on a chain. Take this. If you wear it next to you for some time, you already being of the arcane persuasion, it may open up the avenues to mentalist power for you in time. Keep the stone skin. Believe me, that is a useful spell once you're able to cast it.
Is it a clear crystal?
No, it is cloudy. Yes, it's a clear crystal. Of course it is.
I look through it and I'll say, beautiful. Looking right at her through it.
It is. Hmm. It will, of course, as you wear it, continue to change, but it will. I've seen those other mages who are
put it on
and
it turns black,
before.
Right?
No, that kind yet.
With streaks of blood and lightning.
There's a swirl and lightning. There's a flash of crackling lightning in it.
That's great.
But so if you so wish to pursue that path, it will make it that much easier to do so.
Oh.
It will unlock it within you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have to find a stone on our way to dinner.
And I don't think she has any particular spells in her spell book. She has to spell a magic shield.
I'm not expecting a reciprocation. But if I find a reasonable stone, I'm going to make one for Brains.
Okay. So, you sit there, you guys will have dinner with them. they're willing to go over what happened to them at the Temple of the Purple Flame to a certain degree. He's recounting the tale and having everyone recount their parts, and there's no one. But he looks at Dane and goes,
Dane's been writing this down.
Okay. So yeah, they say that's probably one of their most, you know, this is kind of the adventure that probably will end their time here in the Misty Vale. Over the course of the evening, they'll tell you about, you know, other adventures if you want to. They do tell you how they eventually came into the valley. Apparently, they had raided the tomb. Not the tomb. That's the wrong one. One of the vaults of a necromancer. We found this broken statue. Probably garbage. Well, it was garbage, pretty much. Piece of a statue that was not worth anything. And we met this guy. What was his name? And someone says, I think he was a priest. Is what Ivory Wing says. Yes. Weatherman. Yes. He paid us 5 gold for it. So we gave him that little statuette and thought nothing more of it.
This must have been many months ago.
Oh, was yes. This was months ago.
At least 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, yes, yes. Then Isabella had this idea that we should go to the Misty Vale. You know, that maybe that man might not have been as truthful. Of course, Honey Barrel, who is in charge of all finances on our merchant, was not crazed about the idea. So we decided, you know, we'll just go and take a small expedition. We'll take a traveling fee and go up here and see what it was about. We never found the man or his broken statuette and just continued on adventures. What Wayland says, the Wolfkin Knight goes, we did find Ingolf Stone Gaze, the famous demon slayer. We found him near the Deep Breach. And they all kind of look kind of weary. And then we were sent on a series of missions. It was the hope and, well, success as he touches the sword that he has still strapped to him. That we were able to find and forge Worldbreaker because of our quest. Apparently some cultists of Sathmog had fragments of it and were trying to use it for nefarious reasons. So there we are entering the Vault of Minty Paths, and we rescued the weaponsmith Grom, a orcish master smith from the cultist. We got through the shattered courtyard. Yes, yes. And through the ratways. Oh god, that was horrible. The ratways were the worst. We defeated Alrock. That was, he's dead. That freaking crazy priest. No, then we had to descend to the sunken tower of the ancient mage. We retrieved the calling stone. This one was sunken, which was a change, and it was sunken within the vault of many paths. And that's where we retrieved the calling stones, you know, which could have made the expeditions a lot easier, but once you go through the moon door and the petrified forest, not much else you can do. So, you know, we found all the fragments and then found all the pieces, and then we, of course, had to get, he goes, yes, we had to get through the maze of lost souls. Yes.
Wait.
And then to the soul tree. So,
hold on, is all of this in the Misty Vale?
Yes, deep in the vault. The vault of many, in the vault of many paths. In the deep falls, it's near the small village of Chaton.
Guys, how come this sounds so much cooler than what we've been doing?
It was horribly miserable. Oh yes, it was hair-raising and dangerous, GM. Dark places. And then we had to gather the red blood from the soul tree, which can break any curse.
So are these all the side quests that we didn't do? Is that what it is?
And then we fought the Raven Sisters, a bunch of undead harpies, a whole murder of them. And then we returned back up. No sooner did we get up than we end up leaving. We spoke with the orcs, and the chieftain gave us a mission since we had saved a master craftsman. Forged, he goes, he holds up, and forged the Worldbreaker. It is for fighting demons, and Stonegaze said it should be mine, and therefore I've taken it as my request to go do that. One of the many duties in addition to my crew. I think it might have had a more power at some point in time, but someone shattered it. I think Abernathy had all the notes.
After about half an hour of the story, Brains, I'll walk across the fire to you and hand you a stone. if you're injured, hold this in your hand and say the words, "Quiver Wing Rocks," and it will heal you. Don't say it now. Don't say it now. When you're injured and gravely injured, say it then.
But I already have one of those rocks.
He's just going to swap it for another prettier rock later on.
All right. Well, okay, I'll keep this one too. This is a very nice rock. This is almost as good as this other rock I have.
Can I trade it for the other rock?
You want my rock?
I want your rock.
Okay. You've been so nice to me. I'll let you have my rock.
But hold on to that rock. And if you're injured, what do you say? Don't say it now. Put it in your pocket. Put it in your pocket. Okay. Now, what do you say, brains? Quivering
sucks.
Rocks.
Quivering sucks.
Rocks. Quivering rocks.
Dane is holding his head.
That's great.
So that party, the party finishes their story, their stories, and they call themselves the Summerland Company, is what they call themselves.
Ooh, we don't have a cool name.
Yeah, why don't we have a cool name, Dane?
And go,
Dane, why don't we have a cool name?
No one ever asked.
What's the name of your book about us, Dane?
Right now it's Embarrassing Tales. But
that's a great title.
How about Baylor's Merry Band?
That's fantastic.
We're workshopping that. If you're interested, I could fill in some of your some of the holes in your story, because your story led directly to our story.
To which the Wolf of Night looks and goes, "How is that?"
Well, it starts with a Master Weatherman. And
met him. Did he buy a piece of statue from you? Or sell you one? Is what Underwood says, or sell you one?
We took that off his dying body after he was attacked in the hills, leading into the Vale. For him, it might have been leading out. But he had been dying from, looked like goblin arrow or poison.
Yeah, you guys got attacked by, we got attacked by goblins. I know he died. There was a war rider involved. It was horrible.
Yeah. And that led us to what we were doing, because that statue was one of the pieces that unlocked the vaults to the sword. Our journey has been finding those statuette pieces all across the Misty Vale and through time. Weirdly, that actually sounds very cool once I say it. So that's actually going to make a better story. But if you have the time, I'll recap it.
Better story.
No, well, I mean, we don't have a maze of infinite doors or anything. Mostly it's going through swamps.
You know what it's like going through a maze of infinite doors, and people don't want to go through doors, and they want to listen to doors, and they want to test the doors, and they want to, they're afraid of poison of the doors. They could be trap doors.
We did ours get had a killed lot of dragon by a dragon poop. Repeated. Yeah. Remember that part.
Yeah, but we did get to cover ourselves in dragon shit and fly.
I have more.
That's what it gets everybody to stop and turn and go, what?
Let's tell the story.
To which Underwood puffs on his pipe and goes,
tell the tale.
The truth comes out. They have the ability to fly without the need of a mentalist. Interesting. Or a cow. So they're interested in hearing that story.
I don't recommend the dragon guano route, though. I'm not sure it works all the time. Usually
we haven't
just
seen
smells.
A dragon actually land in the valley, let alone take a shit.
700 years ago, there were plenty of them. But that's one of our. But we were there
over again.
700 years ago, apparently. Can we fill up the? Can we fill up the drinks? Because this is going to take a while.
Yeah. So, some people abstain from drinking. Mm-hmm. Some will take their portion. Some will take the portions of those who abstain. Underwood seems to have no problem with drinking anybody else's drink that don't want to drink anything, and willing to share what he has as well.
Who's best at telling this tale? Is it Corinne or me? Probably Corinne.
Corinne will tell the tale.
Well, I mean, I'll tell it, but mine's going to be straight from my notes.
No, she will look over your notes and then tell the tale. Mm-hmm. You will notice certain things will change much to your inferior, it's kind of really, I don't know how you feel about it, but there is some embellishment and some downplaying and some embellishment and then some sliding over.
And that's when I save the day.
It was not, she never makes herself sound very heroic. She's not, if anything, she almost disappears from most of the stories. It's just how she sends to embellish on, I mean, you think it's embellishing. The rest of you, it seems very flattering.
Dark wraps himself.
All of our normal sort of like sort of stabby things, you know, are disappear from this tale. You know, it is never talked about. You know how dense certain people are, Darg and brains. It is how strong and how clever, how quick, how swift, how sure-footed, how you know how powerful. You know, it's all very done this way. Nothing really. There's very little shades of. She paints a really good picture of the party, a very heroic one, one befitting of an epic tale. To which you can see that the majority of the other party is absolutely just, you know, sort of taken back. I mean, with the exception of one, the rest are just kind of like amazed by this, the tales and who you are and everything.
Being covered in shit sounds so much more romantic the way you phrase it.
Yeah, it was like...
I noticed that Bob Towers didn't get a portion of...
Bob Towers didn't get mentioned at all.
Yeah, we did mention Bob Towers. Yeah.
Now, she doesn't just wrap himself in the orc banner and just kind of lays down next to the fire and listens with like childlike look, like he's never heard this before. And then eventually he just falls asleep.
But yeah, so she weaves this tale and they all are very just sort of like, you know, wow, we are really impressed to be with you. And then, you know, there's a whole entire, you know, the giant spider, and there's this troll, and there's fighting, and there was a ghost, and there was a cursed inn, and you fought, and you were undead. They're pretty, you know, impressed by everything that you've done, it seems. And then eventually, gets late, and you can decide how to break into companies for the evening.
Dan actually will offer to take first watch.
And
I'll take second.
Waylon will take first watch with you as well.
Because the other party doing watch too, right? So we should pair up.
Yes, yeah. So Waylon's patch is gonna pair up with Dane. Tinder Rock will pair up with you. He won't. Actually, will be Underwood who will pair up with you. And
it isn't like elves, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Tinder Rock will take the no. It just his logic is after he'll talk to you and said it seems ill-advised. That both hunters and both members of the Elder Races are on the same watch.
Yes.
So we can have some competence at least.
I mean, Ginty's got a sharp ear, but not a sharp and a sharp eye, even at night. He should be useful.
Once everybody else drops off, Dane is going to have a conversation with Waylon alone.
Okay. That's pretty easy since most people are going to sleep, except for occasionally they're. He kind of looks up and goes, is there something wrong with your donkey?
Yes.
Okay. He just keeps sort of... I mean, I swore he was on the side of the camp, and then he just sort of emerges from the shadow. He looks a bit pissed that I've seen him, and then he just sort of fades back in the shadow and goes... Okay.
You get... I don't want to say used to it, but you get more comfortable with it. It's
believe me, I've gotten comfortable with a lot of things I thought I never would be.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you because I as a young scholar, I love stories of knights. I
thought you were a young knight as well.
I'm not.
Or at least a squire.
I'm just an orphan scholar. I was raised in my but I
well something you that found your pack.
I will say something that the others have never known. You know, you heard the story when Corinne told about the waters. I drank the waters and I never told them what I said. But I, and it may be a childhood fantasy, and I hope it's not an insult, but I swore to be a knight. I swore to uphold the honors of the tenets of knighthood. I don't know why. It just, it seemed the right thing to do at the time.
There is a calling that we have. Calling to duty. Calling that honor must be fulfilled. You have made this. Well, I see there's nothing else to do, since you do not, you have not been knighted and you're not a squire. They'll have to be changed in the morning at dawn.
But I'm not worthy. I haven't spent the years training.
Who are you to say practice. You're not worthy?
All the books. I'm honestly a
Can
little
Can you tell
frightened.
Me that you helping me with my armor, that you were doing it all properly because of the books? No, you weren't. Books don't hold everything.
No.
Every one of these people have depended on you. Every one of these people will vouch for you. They'll be given a chance to argue the fact that you are not worthy of being a knight, but for what I hear, seems to be so. You've made a percussion, and who knows when you'll run into another knight. Well, one that you can trust.
That's my other problem, is that there are other knights in this valley I do not trust.
There are the knights beyond this valley I do not trust. There are wicked men who have the title of knights.
Now, the Knights of the Crimson Garter, they sound fun.
they are definitely a very interesting order.
I have a book on their order. It is very racy, and I finished it three times over. If you would like to borrow it, I'm happy to lend it out.
Oh no, I'm quite all at the top of my level of Knights of the Crimson Corset tales.
Oh, it's. I must say it. I learned many things that I did not think I would learn from that book.
Yes. Well,
anyway, on to other non-uncomfortable topics late at night.
But tomorrow, he will knight you.
I thank you.
I should probably have you do vigil, but I don't know what the traditions of the knighthood you've chosen.
I haven't chosen one.
And these are dark woods, and I don't want you sleeping tomorrow. They will need you at full strength.
Well,
if you'd like, we can delay it until we meet again. Or you can go with at least a squire's blessing tomorrow morning. How about that?
I am happy for anything, and I will spend some time after my shift meditating with Astrid and see if she has anything to say. She's only spoken to me once, well, twice.
Wait, your sword speaks to you?
Yes. Just once or twice.
Worldbreaker says nothing, and I'm kind of glad. I don't like to have weapons talking to me. It usually doesn't bode well.
They were both in times of really great need and peril, so I'm not sure she'll say anything, but...
Oh, all right then.
Well, you know, I offer you the chance to look at her. You know, he'll offer...
No, I'm... You know, I'm fine. Story sounds very interesting. I don't know much about Astrid, your magic sword of valor. But I will have to look into it.
Very well. Well, our shift is at an end, and I thank you for your kindness. I'll see you in the morn.
On the morrow. So, the second shift passes without incident. Unless you have some questions for Underwood, he doesn't speak much. He doesn't smoke his pipe or anything. He just sort of climbs up halfway at a tree and sort of just watches over the camp from that vantage point. You notice his yellow cloak, you know, ceases to be yellow and almost matches perfectly with the wood and the trees that he's in.
I'll actually do the exact same thing on the opposite side of the fire.
Okay. He will ask you before splitting up, is there any particular signal you want to use? Or a call sign or whatever. If you have, you know, codes for stuff like that.
I think just a general sense of alarm will suffice to wake everyone.
All right. And he'll slip a bit. So, but if you don't speak to him, he doesn't really say anything. He just keeps watch over the camp. The third and final shift, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'll take that.
So it's you and the dwarf. Okay. Dwarf Tinder Rock, who Dig it. He looks at you and just says, well,
you're I'm clean. Certainly.
That's an odd thing to tell a person, but I receive your kindness. I'm clean enough.
Mm.
Anyway, you take your spot, I'll take mine.
Okay.
I do not like your dunk, your... Oh, boy.
Yeah, just don't try to feed him anything.
Don't worry, that won't happen. He seems to be, never mind. Dawn will break. I'll jump down. But all three ships pass by without any incident, thankfully. And the sun rises. You can tell through the mist that covers the whole entire veil. The sun rises and the day becomes the night, gives way to a shroud-covered day, as it almost always does in the misty veil. So they begin breaking up camp.
Oh, what about breakfast?
Well, I'm making breakfast. I mean, by now, for traveling for so long, we all probably have a routine. You know, somebody breaks down the tent, someone breaks down breakfast.
They have the same thing. Someone's making breakfast. Someone's breaking down the tent. Tinder Rock will talk to you, Siggy, about how you want to divide the boar.
Somebody's lit a scented candle.
I'm on my morning constitutional.
That's not a candle.
So over breakfast, I was like, you mentioned that you met Maraduk, the leader of the orcs?
Yes, the chieftain. We didn't meet her, yes.
I have an idea. We've been kind of at a crossroads before, and, you know, he's pouring tea for everybody. I was like, we didn't know what we were going to do now. We have demons incurring into the valley, hordes rising up. We have the undead servant of Zathmog on an demons. Island.
Yes, go on.
And we were kind of at a loss. We have the knights imperishable who have been looking for the sword. We have the orcs. We have us. We have you. We had the temple, which we thought was something that we could do while we made up our mind about what to do about the lake. But now the temple is safe, thanks to you.
Mm. I mean, but the flames out, it's still a lousy place. Yeah. And, ooh, yes, forgot. Now, I'm not sure those are completely safe to eat. He said they were completely safe to eat. Anyway, go on.
So, I have a thought. We shouldn't go to this Mirror Lake with just us. I mean, there are supposed to be hordes and undead legions there. Am I correct? I mean, that is what the story is told. Yes? Everyone?
I believe that's what the story's alluded to.
We need forces at our backs. You know, we need to ride in with support.
And that's where Ivory Down goes, I think you misunderstand. According to legend, the sword will protect whoever wields it from the corrosive mist. And of course, it's on an island. There'll be time to build boats and things to get there. Believe me, that has been the Orc chieftain's. She's already sent an expedition to the island before, in force. Hmm. They never returned.
Because they don't have the sword.
They do not have the sword. But also, the sword does not clear away all the mist. Only an area around the wielder. You'd only fit so many people in there. Because I would be surprised you'd be able to even fit all of you in the area that Witchip creates. You can't take a large force to the island. We may meet you on the shore, but that's about the best you'll be able to do.
So I guess that's settled then. I thought to make an alliance with the orcs.
It is probably wise to.
And then, and only then, approach the Knights of the Flame Imperishable.
Waylon sort of, you know, looks, sort of scratches his head and, you know, his ears go back, but he goes, if you're asking us to join you and to go to the island, our company leader is not here. and I do not make such a decision lightly without her.
Oh, is that the merchant?
I'm only seeking your advice and input, and this is for everyone. I mean, how do you feel going alone?
And Ivory Town goes, if you meet up with the orcs, they may go with you. Regardless of the loss.
We have that magic banner. They'll follow us.
Well, yes. And that's what I thought we could trade with. We could trade with them. Yeah, they may want the sword, but they wanted the sword to vanquish the demons. And if we were going to do that...
She goes, that isn't the impression I got from her, from the chieftain. At least...
What impression did you...
She sort of looks sideways over to Waylon and then to Underwood. That is not what I saw in her mind.
What did you see?
She didn't want the sword. She wanted the statuette. And that's when we realized that we had given away, but we didn't know exactly what it looked like. She just had a vague idea. She wanted this item to prevent it from being ever assembled, so that no one would get the sword.
Interesting.
Well, that's because the sword is the only way that the evil Archlich could leave the island.
Exactly. So,
but it's also the only means of stopping the demon lord from invading the valley and taking over.
Well, according to whoever you spoke to, if that's true.
I mean, guys, we've stomped every opponent we've come up against every single time. I mean, you know, we had a couple of slip-ups every
year. I think you've been listening to Corinne's tales a bit too enthusiastically.
The other party only has the tale that was just given to them, where you guys succeeded and beat and challenged and then succeeded and the dramatic pauses and near defeats and destroyed and took over. So they're just like, surely you could do this. You have the sword.
Yes, maybe. I mean, I think I can do this quite well.
And you have the hammer.
Yeah, and you know the sword, my brilliant tactics. I mean, we've got this locked in.
She mentioned that in the against the undead knight, you found the magic armor that turned his blade or Morningstar.
Yeah, this armor.
Well, then I think you're ready.
But it's not. It's just really good armor. It's not. Doesn't do anything.
It's not the to which Waylon goes. It is not the armor that does anything at all. It's he who bears it. None of these items are worth anything without those who wield it have the power and the fortitude to see things to the end.
Well, I'm of the mind of approaching the orc chieftain.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And having at least
some
allies at our back. I mean, we have a means of negotiating. We have something that they would want. Sword.
Underwood goes, then I think you should make the deal. And maybe not parade the sword around. Just tell them you're a brave intent and give them the banner.
That might be worth it.
I mean...
Well, it's true. I mean, if they have already sent a party across and we go across of our own free will, they would have lost nothing.
Exactly. But they will definitely follow that. They will definitely stick to their side of the bargain if you make it over that banner, which you say it is. Which banner is this?
The blanket that Darg was using last night.
Oh. Hey, Darg.
Yes, yes.
You got to start wearing the cloak for it to start working in 3 to 4 weeks.
It's kept me warm every night. Works just
no,
fine.
No, the cloak you just got.
Oh, that's not me. That's Brains.
Oh, you're giving it to me.
I don't want it.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's awful sweet of you. 3 to 5 weeks.
The banner is the banner of Asha Bonebreaker of Clan T'Chook.
I would like to say, and Dark kind of stands up, rolls the little thing up. This has been very nice, but we have to go kill a lich.
He's going to go, well, we will leave you to it. I will talk to Isabella about what your mission is.
Is she safe, by the way?
Oh, do not worry, Quivering. It is
do you ask that?
Part of the month.
Yeah. Is Isabella Athos, she was missing. How are you going to find her?
He kind of goes, well, she's not missing. She's away, and she will find us. She always does.
So what does she do? Is she a human?
Oh, she's a human fighter.
She may want to arm wrestle me.
A great martial prowess.
Oh, well. You're in for it now, Darg.
Here it comes.
I don't know if she'll arm wrestle you. He looks at Underwood. I don't know if she'll arm wrestle you. She's not that. Anyway.
I will take any wrestling.
She will find us.
With your plain straight penis.
That's an interesting segue.
Your featureless, plain, straight penis. Doesn't even have a curve to it. I've seen you pee.
Why are you watching?
I'm at this height.
Yeah, he's about a halfling. They're about the same height as halfling. So it's like,
I don't know how people can't just laugh at you.
Yes, and you know, and
they do.
Willen does say something under his breath, but you know, it's just like,
well, if we are to part ways, then I would ask that boon of you, Sir Stronghold.
Very well. Dane.
He kneels.
Oh. What's your last name?
What are we going to watch here?
What's
happening?
I'm not Ringson. Comfortable with this after the segue we just had.
Dane Ringson.
Is he going to cut off another finger?
You have made a promise unto the holy waters. You have made a promise in your heart, and the world will hear you. You wish to be a knight and to fold and star this path.
I do.
You are not of my order, nor under the duty and honor of my king's power. But I will say to you these three few words, which Malcolm has not come up with at this point in time. Thank you so very much for putting me on the spot, but I will simply just say this. Insert knightly thing here, no. He will unsheath...
Oh, God, it's happening!
Oh.
He will unsheath Worldbreaker.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I can't even do this, but with the blessing of the King and the Father on High and the White Forest, I have you stand, you kneel here to take upon the honor of being a knight, a warrior of honor and a decency, a holder of truth and of valor. You, wielder of Astrid, defeater of the Burrowaite of Rittermond. You, no longer orphan, but knight of the realm, Dane Ringson of the Nine Fingers. And he taps each shoulder and then lays a sword in front of you to kiss. By the blade, you will live or die.
And he kisses it.
And then he sheaves it. Rise.
He's crying. He's literally crying. And he's like, this has always been my dream.
He will blast his hand on your shoulder and then howl to the sky.
I go over and start smacking him on the back. Good job. Good job.
There's no crying and knighting.
Yes, sir. What would you know? You're a mallard. Are mallard knights?
He's 18 years old.
Yeah. So there
men
is
are always about the pomp and circumstance.
Corinne will sing a song and to about knighthood and everything else. That's something more appropriate. I don't have a list right now, but yes. And Ivory Wing will give you something. She will dig in her bag and give. And this is for tonight, that you may sleep well without troublesome dreams. Enjoy this cake.
Thank you.
Oh, there's always cake.
I'll nudge Darg. Is all this about that cup you gave to Yellowcloak?
I guess so. I don't really know, but he'll clasp Dane on the back. Congratulations on whatever just happened.
Thanks. It's,
I'm sorry it made you sad.
It didn't make me sad, Dark. It's something I dreamed about as a boy. That's all.
Wayland will go into his pack and get something and give it to you. It is a circular pin that shows it's made of, looks like it appears to be silver. A circular pin with a middle bisected by a heron in flight. Keep this with you. This cloak class will prove that I have given my word and that I have made you a knight, and you may come to our order. They may start you off as a squire, depending on how well you work out. But I will vouch for you, and I will come for the strong from my fortress, from our keep, I guess, our stronghold. And I will take you in once you have been initiated.
You have my thanks, brother. Oh.
And you have mine.
I've never.
So you will not fail us, little brother. You and Astrid have a lot of work to do.
I'll do my best, I promise.
So within an hour, the Summerland Company has got their stuff gathered, repacked, and are ready to go. Siggy, you're the one who notices that they're packing up everybody. They take the body and put it back. As they're putting the body of Abernathy back onto the pack. Oh yes, Wolf. Willen does give you a bunch of papers last. It gave you a bunch of papers, just like some notes that he had. But he does give you a book and says this is stuff that was before he met us. If you want to take those to,
I would. I will. Okay. I will make sure that it is, as long as we make it out, I will make sure that these copies make it to the library.
Very well, scholar.
I promise it.
We'll leave them in your hands.
Okay.
You notice that as they're
that much bigger.
Pulling the bodies, there is literally a full set of like chainmail and like a sword. A short sword and shield that's on this, that was sort of moved aside, as you can see, that's under there. That's kind of like, you know, it's just like almost like the full, like someone's full armor pack is also on the same thing as a horse. And then they tick off and they leave. They say, best of luck and good journey to you.
Farewell,
and maybe you get again.
I'll send a note home with, Ivory down if she's willing.
Mm-hmm. She can take it home.
Thank you.
Well, she'll take
it
home.
On that armor that was briefly revealed, were there any sigils or insignia? Or
yes, it appears to be a signet of a red lion. It didn't look like a knightly like like heraldry. It looked more like you'd basically pick it down as like a mercenary company. Or gotcha. At least it was one. It looks like it's been worn and so forth, and but yeah, less of a knightly order, but probably of a fighter, either a fighter companion group or maybe mercenaries. But yeah.
Well, so where are we going now? Since we don't need to go to the temple anymore,
well, we wish to take their word for the happenings at the temple. It seems like it was an awfully simple fight for it being the seat of their power.
They did mention that there were cultists, a giant
like sized manticore
guardians at the portal gate.
Yeah. But also starving worshippers.
Yeah, starving worshippers. They also, before he goes, Underwood will give you, Dorg. Let's see.
Which one's Underwood?
He's the Yellow Cloak guy.
Oh, okay.
Call him Yellow Cloak. Yellow Cloak will give you 4, like, giant blueberries in a sack.
Ooh. Tasty. Dorg leaves.
He goes, wait, okay. They are filling. So they'll do fine for a good full meal, just one. But it may leave you a bit groggy and a bit dazed. So take him in a safe place. So not where you're going, but
edibles. I get what you're selling.
Yes, yes. Those are free, though. Unfortunately, they're probably the last of their kind.
Nice, you'll
first
save
ones are
them.
Always free. That's how they get you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And you and the other company part ways. So, where do you want to go? Is my question.
Does Dark notice, like, see, looking at the cart with the where the body is and the equipment?
You probably could. I mean, there's no real effort. They just aren't. I mean, there's no real effort to hide it. They're just sort of just moving stuff along. So yeah, you can see it.
All right. I mean, he'll ask. He'll come over to say, "Hey, what's got your eye, Elf? You are a scout."
Just an unusual set of armor that they carry with them. It may be nothing. But perhaps we should follow them back towards the bridge and part ways at the water's edge.
Perhaps that's a good idea, yes.
Darg will look at the armor. He'll look at the guy in the yellow cloak. He'll look at the armor, and he'll go,
ah, ha, 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 ha. I'll go up I'll get next to Siggy. What are you thinking here?
I'm not thinking anything in particular. I think... they're a mercenary company, and we should be parting ways to address the terror at Mirror Lake.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
They ride. They basically. Yeah, they're heading. They're heading down the road towards the bridge. Is where they're going. Yes. You can choose to follow, or if you want to do it stealthily, that's up to you.
No, we don't need to do it stealthily.
I think we should. We can follow openly and part ways at the bridge.
At the bridge. Yeah. When they reach the bridge, Underwood goes and he actually, no, he won't. He'll just continue on. Actually, he'll pee on the bridge.
Ooh, can I? I will join.
No, not in the same place. You got to go somewhere. I don't want to see you go over there and pee. I'll pee over here.
It is a plain, straight penis. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till they're all done.
I mean, it doesn't even have fur on it.
And then pee on it.
I mean, this is really my bridge, so.
Oh, give me a break.
Sharing is caring.
So there's some ruins to the west.
So the Mirror Lake... is roughly north?
Northwest, right?
Yeah,
it's northwest. Northwest about maybe 30 kilometers. Yeah. Yeah. So you can probably, it'd take you about you can probably do about 15 kilometers per shift, but you can only travel about two ships be actually traveling before you guys incur something like, you know, exhaustion and so forth. So you could probably make it to the Mirror Lake in two ships.
But I will say,
and it's
also north are the orcs.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, the band is about halfway.
Aren't they at that globe theater-looking thing on the map?
I don't have the map in front
Probably,
of me.
But maybe. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Can the orcs help us, though? If you can only protect a small area, it will not matter how many we have at our back. They cannot travel with us.
But they could watch our back while we get to the lake.
Well, that is true. Yes.
Because if there are already demons loose in the land, who says they are not gathering at the lake? I mean, what could it hurt us?
Well, they might kill us. I mean,
so we might have kind
of get their chieftain killed. Yeah,
we didn't get their chieftain killed.
She was killed by that spider when we lied to them and lured them down.
That wasn't a different lieutenant. That wasn't a chieftain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, he didn't. He thought it's the chieftain.
You say we.
We.
We have something that rightly belongs to them as it is. And if we can garner favor by giving it back to them, at the very least, we should be able to get safe passage in and out. But having an ally at our backs would not hurt us. We have none right now.
So where are we saying they are?
As far as last I heard, they were maybe halfway to Mirror Lake, up straight north.
I mean, if they're on the way, I'm totally for negotiating with them, I guess.
What say the rest of you? I mean, we were given that banner for a reason, in my opinion.
We have no guarantee that. Warm. Yeah, we have no guarantee that we shall find them on the way, but we can certainly seek them out if they are.
That's all I ask, is a chance.
They've been fair to dealings with them in the past.
Can't argue with that.
What about you, Baylor?
I do like his plan. Siggy's plan isn't bad. It's better than we've had. I think it's worth a shot.
Cooverwing?
Yes.
Well, let us give it a chance. We're headed that direction anyway, so.
You didn't ask Corinne.
We know Corinne's answer.
Corinne's holding a big sign. This is no.
Corinne just says that we should.
Sorry.
As I said again and again, we should not ally ourselves with Anakin.
But wouldn't it?
She already told you what she saw in her mind. They wasn't simply. Because now that we have the sword, the only way to prevent him from getting it is by simply taking it from us and putting it somewhere else. They'll sooner stab us in the back and kill us and take the sword from themselves than ally with us. Their ally with us is fine as long as we didn't actually have anything they really wanted, but we're going to forward, you know, move their agenda forward. But the very fact is, we now have the sword. They will take it from us, and we must get it and destroy this lich. If we must go at all, as opposed to turning back and leaving her now. But that is my opinion.
The advice we just gotten is we don't have to advertise that we have Elidane's sword. We do have a magic sword, however, that we could advertise that we think could get us into the lake. And he brings out the Sword of Valor. He's like, you're the one who spins tales. Wouldn't that... Right.
Literally, you were just knighted this morning. Fine. But yes, we can tell him that.
I think they'll see through the rumors.
I will work on the bullshittery.
Was he knighted this morning or was he mourning last night?
You're the one to talk.
It's just a
white feather off of you.
If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Corinne brings up a good point. This was the same reason for potentially avoiding the knights. We either give them the sword or they might try to take it. We will have to be on guard. I think it's worth asking.
I do not like the idea of dealing with them at all. But if we must, do not tell them we have the sword.
Baylor, you're the first one to attempt to. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah, I guess we have to do something with this.
Could you piece wrap it and cover it?
Yes, the hilt? Of course. I've been sort of doing. Well, not really. We haven't had a chance to, so now I can. Well, perhaps I can disguise
as far as the
hilt,
yeah, you could have gotten.
I can disguise the hilt. Maybe I can disguise it with some stuff around it. Would that work? You think?
Well, the thing is, the sword didn't actually come with a hilt, and
you're talking about scabbard.
Scabbard. I'm sorry, it didn't come with a scabbard. Sorry, not a hilt.
It's just a damn thing, the javelin, the piece on the end. You can only find the hilt.
Yeah. So, you could have possibly put one together, you know, even though your travels were with Amash the other day.
I could put something together on our travels.
Get a sheath that would not be as ostentatious as a sword.
Yeah, does the hilt have any descriptors, like anything unique?
Unfortunately, it does. It's really kind of...
They can still wrap that with leather or cloth.
Yeah, you could wrap it. Baylor looks at the hilt and he make a crafting roll here. Ooh, a 7. That's good enough. I can do something with this while we travel, at least with the hilt, to make it look less ornate. And then the rest I can get the hilt's the identifier more than the blade itself. It just looks like a very fine sword, which everybody else sees. So I'll work on the hilt.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because it is a beautifully ornate and jeweled hilt.
Silver and pour it over to jewels.
You begin traveling northwest, I guess, along the shores of the river where you can, I suppose. I'm assuming this is what you guys are doing, right?
We're going to sleep before we,
We just woke up.
Yeah, it's like it's almost noon.
Yeah, basically. But it's like two shifts to get there, right? So are we gonna
we'll rest so before we get into danger?
You spend about the whole entire morning and packing up everything took about your morning shift. I'll be perfectly honest.
I'd say a shift would have taken us to the bridge.
Yeah, I think a shift. I think the breakfast and shift would have taken you to the bridge. Yeah, you're right. So
I mean, we're taking two shifts. Hmm? Yeah, we're not taking the main road or anything, so I imagine it's going to take us.
There's no more road.
There's no road, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going through the forest, so.
We're going along the edge of the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going through the forest.
Okay.
The first part of the journey, heading northward, you can either choose to stay along the river or to go along the forest line. Until it becomes a decision that you cannot make. But
well, there's the ruins there immediately to the west of the bridge.
That is the ruins that you do find.
Is there any? Does that have any?
Yeah, do we know anything about them?
Yeah.
You can give me a myth and legends.
Sure. I'll myth and legend it.
I succeed. 12 on a 16.
Okay. So do I. No, I don't. I failed. I will not push the roll. I will believe my stupidity. I think there's a cache of diamonds here.
Okay. This was an early settlement that had been established, you know, before even outskirts had grown to its full size, known as Ostrogoth. There had been plans to build a mill and to utilize the bridge, and it was the idea of doing also basically using the lumber from the Magna Woods that surrounded from the north and sort of west. Unfortunately, because, of course, there was the Temple of the Purple Flame, after the town was established, it began to experience, you know, terrible, strange happenings, weird phenomena, and then outright horrors. It was believed that, you know, eventually those villages that survived fled. Some are believed, you know, supposed to live in outskirts, but fled and left the village as it became dilapidated. It did seem to have a good sized number of people were living here, but, that is no longer the case. And it was said that there was also building a temple north of here to the god of the harvest and nature. That's supposed to be further north of this place at supposedly a holy site, but that is, you know, further north from where you are now, but the village of Ostrogoth.
And that's everything I know.
The end.
So
I don't think there's much in the way of treasure here.
We've come to the end of the internet.
Yeah, so it's not a town that was around during the Empire. It's a town that was built here in the last 10 years that failed. Since they used primarily the woods from the Magna Woods, it's mostly was lumber and, you know, mud and wallet sort of buildings, which have decayed since their abandonment. So they have basically been eroded by nature. Some trees and bushes have grown there, and obviously other buildings have completely collapsed. The one thing you will immediately notice that on certain buildings there, what appears to be scrawled in, you know, at least etched or carved in at some point in time, were symbols of protection, which have been in some way defaced, actually.
This looks like a cheery place. Why were we going here?
We're passing through, yeah, I think. Yes, right?
We're
right.
Just passing
yes,
by,
all
right. My friend.
Okay.
Unless the orcs live here.
I got distracted.
You can give me a, I guess, if you guys want to. I don't know what you guys like to plan on doing in awareness, to be aware of, to be more aware of your environment,
I will not.
That's a good question. I'm aware, not.
If you're sneaking, yeah, you're not aware. If you're looking, you're going to search the buildings and stuff, let me know, and then you need to, you know, to do a, you know, search hidden. If you're just going to pass through, we can do that, too. It's up to you.
Spot hidden, see if you see anything.
Ooh, I can do a spot hidden.
I'm just going to keep watch. Ooh, I rolled a demon on spot hidden. I see nothing.
You see something.
What do I see? What is that?
A demon.
You're not sure. It appears to be a humanoid shape inside one of the buildings.
There's something there. Slaying. I rush toward. Pull the get the blade ready.
He knows we have ranged weapons, right?
Yep. And he rushes forward.
Oh, hell.
Oh, shit. I'll run after him.
What are you, foul creature?
The ranged weapon is a sword.
Yeah,
it could just be somebody living here.
You do. It's the sword, unfortunately.
And
run after Baylor.
Baylor, you pass the threshold of the building into the darkness. In the poor light, you see the humanoid figure swaying. But it does not seem to touch.
You're all on ecstasy.
The floor.
Is it a hanging man?
But you don't have a light, and it's a dark building. I don't know.
Somebody bring a light.
So when I come in, my item does give some light.
Yes, you do see it. Yeah. You, with a little bit of light, you can see that apparently someone did hang themselves.
Oh, well, this... This is ghastly.
Check their pockets.
David, I was going to say that.
Spotted! they are not. You check their pockets and the body comes off and falls because the rope has been decaying. And despite its...
I missed it. Whatever it was too. In the pocket, I missed it.
Oh, yeah, this is poor souls.
And Siki, you hear footsteps. Not in there, but a different place in the village after that body falls.
I will watch where I hear that noise come from.
Dane will go outside.
Thank you. You see a man cross between two buildings in a...
Gentlemen, the sooner we are out of these ruins, the better, I feel.
I think, we should withdraw. This is a bad omen.
All right, yeah, we'll back out.
We'll skirt around the village, I guess?
Yes.
It's actually how the other village got
that other person knew what happened.
Given how long the...
Body's been there for a very long time.
A few minutes later, you do see this. You see a man pop out of a building. He's got to bring all these rags. His hair is really kind of crazy. And he comes running towards you.
Oh, no, it's that guy.
It's Jimmy, old woman.
Another woman. Maybe.
What are your pronouns?
He goes, the end is nigh. The dark prince approaches. Town,
the end has already happened.
The end is near as right now, or it was Tuesday. The dark prince approaches.
Does Dorg recognize
three
tongues in the caves?
No, but it's a different crazy man.
Oh, okay. I thought he was that crazy man from the caves.
Nope, it's a different, completely different crazy man.
Oh, okay.
But part of the guild of crazy old...
Still part of the same guild, of course.
Yeah.
Tell me more, wise
sage. We's in lunatics guild. Here he comes. You see the rains of blood. The locusts eat. The bats fly.
Yes, all of that.
The peeing in the morning.
Oh, yes.
It burns.
You see
the prostate.
The eyes are you. You have the eyes to see the dark prince. Look him there with the sword. I have seen you.
Who's he pointing
at? No, you haven't. I've covered the hill.
He's pointing at Brain. Oh. I see you.
He knows too much.
Dorg will reach into the pouch.
Much have you lost. You've forgotten.
And offer him
would have saved
a
us all, but no. God, it is dashed.
You gave him a blueberry?
Dorg will offer him a blueberry.
Oh, my God.
Dorg, kind sir, for you.
Dorg, what are you doing?
It will not save us.
Then he dies. The guy just drops dead for the blueberry.
And he just turns around and walks back, just wallows back into the building he came in.
Wow.
He closes the rotten door, which is half broken.
Let's just leave. Let's go. I'm sorry I distracted
that
us.
Poor mad
this.
Soul. Good job.
Sometimes all it takes is a little blueberry.
For the rest of you, that was the biggest blueberry you've ever seen.
Where'd you get that blueberry?
It was literally, like grapefruit size.
Wait, did he have like blueberry smears all over his mouth and his beard?
Yes, he was like, yeah.
Did he look like Baruch like Salt?
Like when a bunny, bunny eats a raspberry?
Yes, it's kind of that. Kind of
Oompa, oompa, doompa dee doo.
And he's a behemoth.
Tail for a dog and two.
So, yeah, he dashes off back into the building. So,
okay, that's enough of the.
Yeah, shall we continue on our way?
You continue on your way.
So I'm going to keep out, keep a lookout for any signs of orc presence as we go.
Just give me an awareness roll.
Awareness or bushcraft? So I have both.
Awareness. Mm. Bushcraft is just for bush and craft stuff.
Was this for all of us or just him?
I rolled a 5 and I have a 15. I have a 15 awareness. So
who's ever keeping a lookout specifically for orc?
Yeah.
I rolled a 5 on my 15. So
well, it's not very hard. Well, it's not long before you see columns of smoke that denote not an uncontrolled fire, but probably encamped. And as you guys come around the course of the river and pass some trees, you see what looks like to be the ruins of some large temple. Growing out of half of it is an enormous tree, and encamped outside the temple, there appears to be a number of orcs.
Dark, give me the crude
with their sort of, you can tell by their large pointed sort of pointed shaped tents, and they have fires and so forth. Yeah. And you know, I mean, you'll probably be seen by the sentries that were standing out there. But
yeah, Dark, give me the banner really quickly, please.
Okay, and he throws it at you.
Okay, he folds it nicely and puts it in his pack.
Quiverwing?
Mm-hmm.
Can you clean things?
No, oh, yeah, I don't have that cantrip. Sorry.
It was ancient anyway. It was already dusty.
Yeah, we found it in that
state. Well, I have a grimoire that the GM hasn't let me look at yet.
Oh, yes. I forgot I didn't let you look at it, so...
Wait a minute. I have a special skill for this. It's called being a child laborer. So he goes behind a tree, gets a little brush, and he's brushing it out.
You destroy it because it's ancient!
It's magic.
It turns into a shoe.
Turns into a shoe.
There's one really clean spot. The rest is on.
Yes, you do have a large orc encampment there.
Well, perhaps we should cautiously make ourselves known to the sentries.
Okay.
Since you make no attempt to hide who you are and arrive openly, an orc sentry does jog out to where you guys are.
All right.
We are here to see if you're a chieftain and parlay.
Ooh, ooh.
That always goes well.
Since you said parlay.
Partey.
That is completely different.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've heard
it. We will take you to the chieftain. You must leave the donkey. Oh, he's gone. Anyway, come along.
That's actually worse, frankly.
We're very comforted by that rule. Extremely comforted.
Beast was, Mr. Beast was right there, and he was right, and then it was like, hey, but your dog, you beat. And he is gone.
I hope your sentries are good. Not tasting. That would be bad.
We take no responsibility for that creature.
I have no idea how to even take that.
It's basically a weaver we created.
Watch back.
On that bombshell.
That is where we'll stop. We'll take up with entering their camp.
Yay! Excellent.
Next
Thank
week,
you, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, in Maine. I'm missing all this top quality content. Hold on, let me do the background.
Oh, do you want us to record something? Like hit record? At some point,
future, I always like do a little pre-record to catch you guys when you're being natural.
Well, you failed.
In racist,
in the bathroom. Now your failure is complete.
God. Have you ever made sausage? What is wrong with you?
It has been a long time since I have. My grandmother used to have to do that on the old metal grinder.
And you've forgotten. You've forgotten.
Oh, yeah, it's grinder.
What kind of son are you?
Grinder. It's, yeah.
You have forgotten the face of your
enemy. Grinder is a completely different meat grinder.
You've forgotten the face of your father.
It's still
Yeah, but you do. But then in that case, the bowl of sausage is most appropriate.
Your grandma taught me how to grind.
That's the first thing you get. Sausage.
I see Tim and his grandma grinding some weed and smoking up.
Yeah. That's not the grinding I think he was talking about.
No. Thank you, Chris.
I went for the wholesome content.
I appreciate
Well, I mean, grinder's wholesome.
True. You know,
like, spoken like a true straight man.
Just drop the W and it's wholesome.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast. And you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.